Hello, everyone.
Hi, Ian.
Hi, Joshua.
And everyone out there in podcast land.
Welcome to Cracker Classics, weekly podcast where we take a classic movie, watch it, see if it sucks today.
Hopefully not.
I have no idea. This is your choice.
I've got nothing. I ran across this watching a YouTube video about the hard-ass teacher getting troubled kids to be successful or
to
something.
Stand and deliver.
Yeah, kinda. And this was brought up as an early example of the dealing with troubled kids trope. That
dealing with dangerous minds.
That didn't have the problem of basically abusing these kids into performing properly. So I was intrigued.
Yeah.
And then Dorothy Dandridge is awesome. And I believe it's the first role for Harry Belafonte.
Yes.
So, yeah, I wanted to know more.
And we're watching Bright Road, by the way.
Yeah.
I think we mentioned the name of this movie.
Because those hints totally help you know what it is.
Because you've totally heard of this movie.
Everybody knows about this movie, right? Yeah. It sounds like it's actually, I don't know what the word for it would be.
It sounds cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, I'm cautiously optimistic about its social stance and message and whatnot. So, being good for society, it has not been trumpeted in any way.
And who knows, it could be reasons for that.
I mean, it is 1953, so
one critique I've read is that it dealt too timidly with racial and economic questions.
Hmm.
So this might just be a fluffy, look how well we can do with nothing standing in our way.
Well, I mean, that's not an illegitimate argument.
No, but it could also just feel very fantasy.
Well, yeah.
And unreal. Here's how it could be if things were perfect.
Doesn't invalidate.
Nothing's perfect, though, so good luck.
Yeah, but that's a cop-out for not trying to make things perfect. Not putting forth effort. Which one that I use quite frequently, because I'm lazy, but
it's still just something that upholds that notion that perfection exists and is attainable.
I don't think that's wrong.
Perfection is so subjective. What's perfect for you is not perfect for someone else.
Oh, yeah, but do we really want the perfect of one guy on top of the world with everyone else having to cater to his every whim?
That's usually how perfection is perceived. Or at least presented to us. This is what you want because it's perfect for me.
Yeah.
Maybe there is something somewhere, somehow, that is perfect for everybody. I don't know.
Except for the person that
wants
to
being a Debbie Downer right now, so I don't know.
Stand atop a pile of bodies. That's
a perfect killing.
I am not okay with
the perfect crime.
That person achieving their idea of perfection. Even if it is me. Somebody stop me, please. I do not want to be the guy on top of a pile of skulls. Until I do, and in which case, someone should fucking kill me.
Not unless I have to be the one on top of the skulls. So I have no other choice.
Well, pretty sure there's not a pile of skulls in this movie, so
metaphorical skulls, maybe? I highly doubt that. I get the vibe that this is a very idealistic movie. And that might be all right. It may just be very flat and scoffable. Is that a word?
I get where you're coming from. If it isn't a word, it still successfully conveyed meaning. So, yes.
There you go.
Is word. Good English to you. Huzzah.
I just precedented it.
Cracker Classics. Coining words and doing English.
Taking names. We at least get a performance from Dorothy Dandridge. We have not seen yet any of our movies.
Damn.
Pretty sure not.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's a shame.
Yeah.
Shall we remedy that?
Yes.
Excellent.
We'll be back for intermission impressions, maybe a lesson or two.
The first few dozen skulls.
Gotta start a pile somehow.
All right, I can't say that review is wrong.
Well, no.
This is treacly as fuck.
It is very saccharine, yes. not badly saccharine, but it's very saccharine.
I don't hate it. My teeth just hurt.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, we got a kid with ADD at a time that they didn't know ADD was a thing.
Basically, it's essentially that, but it's not. Since they didn't know what it was, they didn't exactly depict it.
Yeah, they didn't accurately. Know how to portray it well, but it's, yeah.
This is also pre-hippie revolution, so it could just be a free spirit.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's sort of the vibe he's given off here. You know, he'd rather be in nature and drawing pictures of caterpillars rather than learning math. I get that.
Yeah.
Like, that what makes the report card such a big moment.
Yeah.
There was that desire to learn section. And she's like, how about a passing grade?
Yep.
Which I thought was low. She should have gone for like a B or something. Because clearly,
he's interested in things.
Yeah, he's not dead to the world inside, you know. He's just very lukewarm to all of your attempts at trying to make him learn shit that he doesn't think he needs to learn.
Yep. He doesn't believe in authority. And for that, I salute him.
And is that because authority has failed him?
Yes.
Because we saw his previous teachers.
With much gusto.
Yes. All the previous grades. You had to do all of them twice.
Yep.
Each of those teachers said he was basically a lost cause.
Yep.
Backward child, whatever that means.
I don't know and I don't care to learn.
It's a nice way of saying that he's a problem.
Yep.
That he's not fitting into the mold.
Why won't that square peg go in the round hole?
Exactly.
Damn it! Yeah.
So there's glimpses in here. This is a well-intentioned movie.
Yes.
It's just so surfacey.
So pie in the sky.
Yeah.
Everything is super simple. It just takes one person who cares.
It's very early 60s.
Early 50s, though. It's...
Yeah, it has this 50s vibe.
It definitely feels 50s. It's pre-civil rights and pre-In God We Trust and the Pledge of Allegiance.
Well, yeah.
Which is one thing it's got going for it. But
it is clearly a segregated school.
Yes.
It is an all-black school.
Yep.
Before desegregation and all of that.
Yep.
I mean, to be fair, this looks like a very nice all-black school.
Yeah.
I don't know the reality of that, but I kind of feel like it's not all that based in reality.
Oh, yeah. This doesn't feel accurate in that way. I mean, they had Harry Belafonte as the principal. Like, that could not have been cheap.
Of course he sings.
Of course he does.
For a little too long in a scene that gets a bit awkward.
Yep.
Dorothy Dandridge walks in early in the song, and he just keeps going.
Yeah. Yep.
Starting to send her looks. Not too creepy, but just enough to know that
enough.
He knows she's watching.
Definitely creepy enough. Yeah.
His character bugs me.
Yes.
What is your angle?
He's trying to sleep with the new teacher, clearly.
I guess.
Clearly.
Because she's not given up yet.
No.
Like all the other teachers.
Well, they're old, too. They're not young and pretty
like
Dorothy.
They are bitter and jaded. They have no enthusiasm anymore.
Yep. They've experienced...
It happens when you get tenure.
They've experienced too much.
Have they, though? No one in this town feels like they experience
anything.
Much. Yeah. And I don't think that's their fault. I think it's just the script.
Oh, it's definitely the script.
It's just a bit too basic. We're kind of trying to show things.
Little hints, like Sunday school.
Mm-hmm. And we do see their houses.
Yeah.
Both the CT and Tanya's.
Yeah.
He is the middle of 9 kids.
Yep.
There's an attempt to sort of paint an underprivileged upbringing.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I just don't know if it's enough.
I mean, there's also like a level of responsibility. I mean, he's right on top of changing his little sister's diaper. Mm-hmm. Like,
he's even raising bees.
Yeah.
Seems a smart, upstanding, responsible kid for his age.
Yep.
And public school doesn't see that, know what to do with it.
Doesn't give a shit.
Well, that's a part I'm just not fully believing.
Really?
It took this long for someone to see it.
Really? Did you go to public school?
Yes, I went to public school. I was one of the good kids.
Clearly.
I guess I had it easy in a... people saw my potential because I put it out there.
Yeah. Probably did something for it, too. I just kept getting told, well, there's nothing we can do about that. Well, we can't let you skip ahead, even though you know all the stuff in the classes. And, well, we can't teach you anything actually new. Well, so much. That. Well, actually.
We can't. But that movie, yep. This movie has nothing to do with we can't.
No.
At no point is there a we can't.
There's kind of a why bother?
Yeah.
But not a we can't.
That's how it feels.
And there really is no recognition of the fact that he does have skills and talents.
Mm-hmm. Which I think hopefully that's coming.
Yeah.
You know, now he has seen his report card and saw the first C that he ever got, and he seemed pretty happy about that. What if that was all that was needed, was a little bit of positive reinforcement from an authority figure like school?
That's how treacle works.
Yes. That is how we are going to get our Disney ending.
We give him one
to this very, very Disney movie that's not Disney at all.
We give him one little pat on the back, and then he's president of the United States.
Well, maybe a second pat on the back. It felt strangely positive. I didn't know what to do with it the first time. Could I have another, please? Yes, I understand now. I will straighten up and fly right.
No. He does a little backslide because he doesn't get the second pat on the back. That's when he gets the stern talking to. And then he does something right, gets another pat on the back, and then president of the United States.
A stern talking to from Dorothy Dandridge.
I'd take it.
I don't know if at least her character in here is able to be
is capable
stern.
Of that, yes. That's a good question.
I think us getting her internal dialogue kills that.
Oh, God, yeah.
Really don't need it.
No.
This movie started off weird. I'm Dorothy Dandridge, and I'm playing this role. That's Harry Belafonte, and he's playing the principal.
Yeah, that was...
I knew that going in here.
Really uncomfortable.
Why are you telling me this?
I don't know why it was so uncomfortable, but it was very, very uncomfortable.
It was just unnecessary. I used to have a thing with when doing this podcast, a movie that started out with too much exposition. It's usually a red flag.
Yeah.
This was a different red flag. Not so much a danger warning, but more of a, this is just weird.
Yes.
And it probably won't land.
Oh, it definitely didn't.
Again, I see its intent to land.
It's
trying.
Got some beautiful intentions, some necessary observations.
Yeah.
But a really shallow evaluation.
On a shaky foundation of a plot to begin with.
Wow.
I mean, this is already a very short movie.
Yes.
So we don't have much time to introduce...
anything?
Yeah. All we have are a couple potential love interests between a set of adults and a set of kids.
Yeah. There was no mention of the love between the adults, but definitely mention of the love between the kids in that intro.
Yes, so we know that's coming.
All he needed was the love of a good woman.
Well, that is kind of in here, isn't it?
Well, that's pretty much exactly what they said.
Yeah, you're right.
Like...
I'll be honest, I wasn't fully paying attention to the exposition in the beginning. I was just like, what the fuck is this?
That's fair.
But you're right. That was definitely hinted at, if not outright said.
I thought it was pretty explicitly stated. But
probably right, yeah.
Yeah. Then, of course, the kids are teasing them.
The kids are kids.
Yeah.
There's at least that accurate portrayal.
Yep.
I liked the whole Three Blind Mice thing, though.
Yes.
That he has an opinion about that song and is not just mindlessly singing it like all the other kids. Like we all did with kids' songs when we were that age. I sure didn't think about some of the stuff I would be singing.
I thought about it, but I thought it was funny, mice running around with no tails.
Nick,
I was kind of a dick as a kid, so...
Three blind mice wasn't much of a thing for me as a kid.
No?
Maybe it was had already been canceled at that point because, that's I don't possible. Know.
You are young.
I was a 90s kid, so...
It was definitely there was a weird mix of... Yeah.
That's not okay. This is still definitely okay, even though it's really not okay.
I also read Raggedy Ann stories and Little Black Sambo when I was a kid, so, you know.
There you go. Just had the dolls, Raggedy Ann and Andy. No stories or anything about them. Stories. It was just the dolls. And there's reasons for that.
Yeah. I very much enjoyed the stories, but looking back, oof. Meh. Hoi.
Kind of like this story.
Yeah.
I could see looking back, just having good feelings about it.
Yeah.
That's what it's trying to do.
Yep.
And it's mostly successful. But it's really not that great.
No.
It means well.
It does mean well. And it's definitely illustrating a thing that people weren't really thinking about.
Free thinking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A kid who actually can think for himself outside of school.
So props for that.
Yeah. When school doesn't necessarily teach you to think for yourself.
It really doesn't at all.
It kind of wants to try, but doesn't know how to get you to do it.
Insofar as it teaches you how to figure out what the teachers want and give it to them so that you can succeed.
It really depended on your teachers. I know I had some teachers that tried to encourage independent critical thinking. And at least so far of...
There were
Don't
a few
go
good
with
ones.
The crowd.
There were definitely a few good ones.
Yeah, if you were lucky to have them as teachers.
Yeah.
So congratulations, CT. You're one of the lucky ones because you have Dorothy Dandridge. And the best of her intentions. Well, shall we go see if she does the Calypso with Harry Belafonte?
I'm suspecting there's going to be a mambo.
They went for the ice cream soda, so that's step one.
Yes, yes it is.
Well, step two, because there's serenade and then ice cream soda.
Yep. It is a little suspicious that after his first meeting with Dorothy Dandridge, he stays after school to sing a song. Little suspicious.
Yeah.
He has motives other than just unwinding after a long day.
Let's see if we need his motive in here. I don't think we do.
We're horribly cynical. We'll be back. Holy shit, that got dark.
It didn't get dark. It just got really weird.
His love interest randomly dying of pneumonia isn't dark?
It's random and weird, is what it is. They sure as hell didn't make it dark.
Well, we can agree to disagree on that.
Okay, it became black treacle. Still sickly sweet.
Yeah, that's true.
Teeth rotting.
But damn, that came completely out of left field.
Yes, it did. That was a very weird turn. Here we are doing the school play, and Sleeping Beauty's not waking up.
Here we are laughing about a child's death.
Yeah.
Funny.
To be fair, it was supposed to be a dark turn.
Yeah.
But the way they went about it just really made wasn't. It really fucking weird.
Yeah,
it came out of nowhere. All of a sudden, she gets pneumonia and is on her deathbed.
Yep.
I understand that was kind of a thing, but there's usually signs before you just can't wake up.
She didn't cough once.
Yeah. She was this perfectly normal, what was it, fourth grade?
Don't even remember.
Perfectly normal kid.
Just fine.
Yeah. No indication that something might be wrong physically. And then all of a sudden...
Yeah, no, unresponsive.
Yeah, took Harry Belafonte to feel her wrist and go, this girl is sick. Very sick.
She has a fever. And then we get our only white guy in the movie.
Who's the doctor?
So we can't have that a for black convenient? Doctor.
We'll do everything we can. I sent for the serum, and now we can only hope.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't have enough hope. Cut to...
Now she's dead.
Cut to a mound of the cross.
Yep. With no, like, it just... It, and it, the speed at which it whipped through that whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, she's fine. She's unresponsive. She's dead. Like 3 minutes, literally 3 minutes from...
With one little, like, telenovela moment.
Yep.
Between CT and Dorothy Dandridge. And again, just falls into that, this movie tried. And really, it didn't know what it was trying to do.
Well, it knew exactly what it was trying to do. It was trying to tell a story that shows that when you just pay attention and show some love to the, what did they call it in the beginning? Backwards?
The backwards children. Child.
Yeah. Then everything is peachy keen and, fuck.
You just have to care, damn it.
Just a little bit in that, aw, shucks kind of Dorothy Dandridge way.
Even if you're being totally selfish about it and you're doing it so that you feel good about yourself.
Oh, God, yeah, yeah.
Because there's that vein in here, too.
Absolutely.
Was she a wholly selfless, caring individual?
No.
With empathy? Or was she just trying to feel good about being a first-year teacher? And
yep.
I want to make a difference in the world.
I did make a difference. He told me he loved me.
Which seemed extreme.
Yeah.
I didn't need that.
No.
It was being shown.
There's a lot I didn't need.
Yes. There was way too much, we'll prove it in the dialogue. And they really didn't need that I love you line at the end, because it was being shown.
Yeah.
We saw progress in CT, and... You know, shit got a little bad after Tanya died, and line got into up, fights. And...
Line went down. Line went back up.
Yeah. Change that F to an A. Classic forgery style.
Becomes a B so easily.
I'm not even sure how she made it into an A.
You all extend of a sudden, the there bottom line and then do the cross piece. You have an A... With a long top. It just
doesn't
top.
Have a pointy top.
Yeah.
Still looks like a forgery.
Oh, definitely. That's how you get, I mean, just evidence of how easy it was to get away with grade forging back then, because half the grades in the book looked like that anyway, so.
Meanwhile, CT knew his math. Uh-huh. He paid attention, and he knew stuff. He just didn't want people to know, or...
Didn't feel it necessary to regurgitate.
I guess. I know it. I don't have to prove to you that I know it.
Which I definitely relate to.
I get that. But that was another little glimpse of something that we could have explored a little more in here.
It would have been nice.
No, it was just...
Just that one scene kind of hinted at it. And yeah.
And then a swarm of bees come into the classroom. The fuck was that?
I didn't know this was a Candyman prequel. Or the original Candyman.
The origin story of Candyman. He was a sweet little boy.
Named
then his love interest died young, and it was all downhill from there. I think it was just another way of showing his genuine basic goodness. Okay, he's not good at school, but he is a good person, and he has skills.
He's good at bees.
Yeah. Because, of course, all the kids freak out because, for whatever reason, a swarm of bees just come in through the open window. Unexplained.
Yes.
The queen has assembled a mass on top of a book.
Yep. Call a professional keeper, kids.
Don't just let the weird kid in your class handle it.
Well, he's a professional keeper.
True, he had a business.
Yeah.
Who knows if he had the permits for it, but he had a business.
This is mid-50s rural Alabama. You didn't need a permit.
Allegedly Alabama.
Well, she keeps going on home to Mobile, so we assume it's pretty close.
Yeah, but no one sounded like they were from the South. Maybe some of the kids, kinda.
A little bit.
And there was a lot of black Alabama children who said they'd been to New York City.
That's true, too.
I mean...
That was a little weird.
If it was in the neighborhood, I could see it. But, again, that whole, we don't touch on racism or economic anything in this movie.
No.
Shit is just said to illustrate the story. It's not really based in reality.
No, it's really not.
It's almost like this was written for a bunch of white kids, and they're like, no, we're going to have it be all black cast and not change anything about it.
I wonder.
I don't think it was. I think it was originally a short story.
It was some sort of book. It's based on the story See How They Run, which ran in the Ladies' Home Journal, June of 51, and then won the Christopher Award. It was written by Mary Elizabeth Vroman, a fourth-generation schoolteacher from the British West Indies.
To confuse matters more, she was born in Buffalo, New York, and attended the Alabama State Teachers College.
Wow. Yeah, so I have no idea.
She was married to a doctor. As an author, her stories and screenplays depict the challenges of poverty and disadvantage. So I imagine the story touches on things, and the movie just failed to do that.
Yeah, or is this a friggin' Harriet Beecher Stowe situation?
This is...
Because it doesn't feel real.
This is the early 60s, though. And maybe we're just watching it too far out of context, because I'm sure the average person seeing this movie in the 60s didn't need certain things explained to them. There was that underlying, this is a segregated, poor, black town. You already know all that going into this movie. And we're just going to give you a human interest story that you can relate to without making it, quote, political with all of this shit that you already know. I could see that. Relying too much on the awfulness of your audience. Going into it. We knew it. We didn't need to be told it going in to see this movie. We had enough exposition in the beginning. But we don't need to tell you shit that you already knew, because that was just life at that time.
Well, I mean, they had plenty of time to do it. The movie's just over an hour long.
Allegedly, it sure didn't feel like it.
Oh, no.
It felt a lot longer.
It felt like a 2-hour movie. Easy.
I don't think that was their intent.
No, it dragged so hard. Ultimately, a lovely idea, very poorly articulated.
Yes! It's more upsetting than anything. Like, there is little bits in here that are nice.
And they're
can
nuggets.
Have an impact on you if they were done right. They just weren't done right.
At all.
There is at least, you know, attempts. An attempt at showing how real life can throw things out of whack. I did write down something in that second part. It seems like trouble just keeps happening.
Well,
after the fight and Tamya dying, he's talking to the principal, and he's like, well, I keep getting into trouble because trouble just keeps happening. And that's called life.
Yeah.
You know? That's like a life lesson thing.
I guess.
Shit just keeps happening. And you kind of need to learn to roll with it in a way that's not causing trouble for other people.
That's just the way things are. You gotta get used to it.
Kinda, yeah.
I disagree with that under pretty much all circumstances.
Well, don't deny it. It is going to happen. It's more on how you deal with the trouble that comes up.
And I probably don't deal with it correctly.
Well, who does? That's why the world is the way it is. I'm not saying I deal with trouble well. Sometimes I can. Sometimes I'm like, I really don't want to deal with this.
Yeah, most of the time I'm just like, well, if you want to cause trouble over this, then be my guest. I'm done.
Leave me out of it.
Yep, I'm done.
Get my fingerprints on your crime scene.
Yep, not playing. Just not playing. It's a stupid game. You can go play by yourself.
I can't necessarily recommend this movie.
No.
Harry Belafonte's kind of weird.
Yeah, kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Honestly, really kind of creepy.
At least nothing happened.
Yeah, well, that was another weird thing. Like, that
you got the vibe something should
element
happen.
Element of the story just pretty much disappeared.
Yeah.
He makes a couple of, like, well, how was your vacation remarks? But nothing comes of the going to get an ice cream soda.
Did you like the gift I gave you? It was a little gay.
That sounded ridiculously euphemistic, too. Mm-hmm.
How but that's that us deed, reading into
baby?
It in this century. There was a lot of insinuating. And nothing came of it.
It didn't go anywhere.
It's this awkward... Aren't you going to do something with this? No?
This is edging towards the so bad it's good area.
Almost.
Like, there were definitely some times I was laughing inappropriately.
Yeah.
sorry.
But ultimately, you're supposed to have this warmth in your heart feeling at the end.
You just don't. You just don't.
You kind of do if you don't think about it too much. But that's already been ruined by all the times that you laugh at inappropriate times because it makes you laugh. And I think you're right, though. It's in the so bad it's almost good category.
Yeah. And I hate to put it there because it really does seem like it's trying, but...
There is an attempt at a good message, and if you are good at independent critical thinking, you could find that message in here. Maybe that was the whole intent of the movie, because we have this kid who is good at independent critical thinking.
Oh, God.
But he can't get the message out.
Yeah, I can't recommend spending $4 on this. I just can't.
Well, yeah, don't pay for it.
I don't think there's
if
any
if you find it in your school's library or something.
Well, yeah, you know. All right. That's fair.
Support your libraries, everyone.
Yeah.
There's more than just books there. You can rent movies and CDs.
Kids are going, what are those?
Fair point.
If you want to support us not supporting libraries by renting these movies like we do, give us money on Patreon.
Rent us.
Rent us.
Rent, rent a crack.
Patreon.com/crackerclassics. We got a website, crackerclassics.com.
And don't write people off. I think that's sort of a message in here.
Yeah.
Everyone else wrote this kid off of a lost cause. And that ain't right.
Mostly because they were too lazy to actually pay attention to him. It was pretty clear that he was
He lost their enthusiasm.
Yeah. Bye.
Thank you, everyone.